When I was a child, it was the week after Christmas that was always the worst, when my mother forced me to write my thank you letters. It wouldn't have been so bad if I had really felt grateful, but unfortunately I was afflicted with more than my fair share of maiden aunts, who seemed to have a very inadequate idea of what a young boy really wanted for Christmas. Dear Auntie Emma, thank you so much for the flowery hankies with my initial on. They were just what I always wanted. Dear Auntie Doris, thank you so much for the lavender-scented bath cubes. They were just what I always wanted. Were they really so naive as to believe such insincere flannel? I'll never know. But I do know that these days I have rather more sympathy with my aunts when it comes to finding suitable presents. It's not that I am out of touch with what people want in the way perhaps they were. My problem these days is that everything I can think of which people might want, they've already got. This year I even resorted to one of those catalogues which assures you on the front cover they contain lots of ideas for the man who has everything. And ideas there certainly was. A battery shaver specially shaped to remove hair from your nostrils. A sweatshirt that squeaked when somebody hugged you under the mistletoe. A security alarm that barks like a Rottweiler. A personal oxygen cylinder to give you a boost of energy when you're fatigued. A foot warmer that you heat up for 2 minutes in the microwave oven, and which is promised to keep your feet warm and the chilblains at bay for at least 8 hours. And my favourite, a cassette tape to put into your telephone answering machine that tells your callers that you're not at home in a voice that sounds just like Margaret Thatcher. Now, novel though these ideas were, I'm afraid they didn't really solve my problem. In fact, I guarantee that if any of you want any of the things mentioned, you've only got to look in the newspaper columns next week, and I guarantee you'll find any number of them advertised at bargain prices with the explanation, unwanted Christmas present. It was different, I suppose, in the old days, before affluence so filled our lives with consumer goods. We could tell the difference then between a necessity and a luxury, couldn't we? In those days, there was still a real measure of material deprivation in many homes. People were genuinely thankful for anything, even if it was no more than handmade jam or biscuits. But no, we are the generation that have got everything. And it does turn our thank you letters into clichés. It was just what we always wanted, we write, but we don't mean it. We could only mean it sincerely if we really felt a sense of need. And the problem is that most of us in 1989 don't. That's why our carols, too, are sometimes insincere. Oh, not deliberately so. But think about it. What have we been singing about tonight? A baby born in a manger 2,000 years ago. Does such a gift really have any relevance for us? In prosperous, affluent Cambridge in 1989? For many, I fear, it doesn't. Our carols are really just the pious equivalent of my thank you letters to those maiden aunts. Conventional platitudes. Seasonal nostalgia. But with no real meaning behind the words, if we're honest. For we're the generation that's got everything. What do we need a baby in a manger for? There was no room for him in the inn, we're told. I'm afraid very often there's little room for him in our hearts. It's as John says in that reading we just had. He came to his own, but his own weren't interested. Is it really true that we've got everything we want? Is it really true there's nothing that we feel deep down in our hearts we need? I'll tell you why we do need the baby of Bethlehem. We need him, first of all, because we're guilty. Some of us feel that guilt more than others. But whether we feel it or not, it's real. And God sees it. And one day he'll judge us for it. When we stand to give account of our lives before him, There's not a gift we will want more than the gift of forgiveness of sins. And that baby in Bethlehem, he came to bring it to us as his Christmas present. I'll tell you another reason we need him. We need him, secondly, because we are dying. Some of us are nearer death than others. But all of us are en route, and none of us knows how many miles we have to go before we reach our terminus. One day, perhaps sooner than we realize, time will run out for us. And when we stand on the edge of the grave, there's no gift we will want more than the gift of eternal life. And that baby of Bethlehem, he came to bring it to us as his Christmas present. I'll tell you another reason we need him. We need him, thirdly, because we're lonely. Some of us feel that loneliness more than others, but it's there in every heart when we're really honest with ourselves. Lonely for the love of the God who made us. Lonely for the comfort and the peace and the hope which only he can bring into our lives. And in those moments when the disco music at last fades and the television programs at last come to an end, in those quiet moments, perhaps when we lie sleepless in the middle of the night, maybe even tonight, and when we start asking ourselves those big questions that we can run away from in the busyness and the noise of everyday life, why am I here? What's it really all about? Then we hunger for that love. There isn't a gift we would rather have than the gift of God's love. And that baby in Bethlehem, he came to bring it to us as his Christmas present. Believe me, even if it doesn't seem so right now, when the ultimate issues of our lives and the eternal questions of our destiny come home to us, then each of us does have needs, don't we? Even we, the generation who've got everything. The day will come when we will gladly exchange every Christmas present we've ever received throughout the whole course of our life for that single gift. The inexpressible gift which God gave to the world that first Christmas night. To you is born a Saviour, Christ the Lord. Even for us too, the generation that's got everything. Yes, if you and I felt our needs as they really are, then we would be found saying to God this Christmas, thank you for Jesus. He really is just what I've always wanted. Let's pray together.